I'm excited for it.
Didn't sound like it.
Yeah, you sound excited.
Hi guys, welcome to podcast 1.5, we'll call this. It's on E3 Eve. I'm sure everybody's excited. Sitting here with Andrew.
Hey.
Chris is sitting here.
Hey.
And Bailey is now thrown to the mix.
Hello.
So I called this podcast 1.5 because this is going to be something really short. We're going to try out a few things. Hopefully it'll sound better, but mainly we just want to get a few things in before E3. So E3's tomorrow. I mean, everybody here's excited, right? Microsoft, EA, Ubisoft, PlayStation, all tomorrow, right?
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
Very excited.
I'm excited for it.
But on to this week. A little bit of news came out before E3, so let's just dive right in.
All right, so jumping first in the news, I want to talk about the new Batman Arkham City trailer.
Cannot wait.
Oh, I think it's going to be fantastic. It's a trailer talking about Catwoman and being able to play as her in Arkham City.
Well, when you showed it to me, I was pretty ecstatic about it. I don't know much about Arkham City, or at least compared to you, of course. But I had no idea that Catwoman was supposed to be a playable character, and she looked really different and really awesome. I can't wait.
To be honest, I didn't know either. I mean, that trailer blew my mind when I saw that you could actually play as her. I didn't see that coming at all.
Let me pose this question to you,
yep.
Mr. Batman expert.
Mm-hmm.
If they're going to put all this time and effort into making her a playable character in some form during the game, where's my co-op? That seems like a waste of resources to me. Come on, Andrew. Tell me they got something working.
Well, they've given a little mention that they're not doing co-op before, but I
know they've been quoted as that, and I have a quote in a Xbox magazine I received that also, once again, they kibosh it.
Well, I mean, the writing is on the wall. They've taken every step to show that they're doing co-op, apart from actually saying that they're doing co-op. So, I mean, it's just every direction points to it without actually them saying that they're doing it.
Well, you know me from the beginning. I have said this game needs to have some kind of co-op, right?
Yep. I mean, I'll agree with you. It would make the game infinitely better.
So here's a question. Bailey and Chris, did y'all play? I know Chris played the first Arkham Asylum a bit. Bailey never played it. If there was some kind of co-op mechanic in this game, would that make you more interested, less interested?
It would make me more interested, I guess. But as of right now, I don't really have any plans of picking it up when it releases, just because I never played Arkham Asylum and I'm not really familiar with the game.
Yeah, I'm going to have to agree with Bailey on this one. Actually, I'm kind of neutral toward it. Doesn't really interest me at all.
So, honest opinion, Andrew. E3's coming up. They put this trailer pretty close to it. Are you going to see a co-op reveal, or are they just that committed to giving you a diverse experience?
Every ounce of me says yes. I think they're going to show a co-op reveal. I mean, I would love to see it, and I am feeling it in my bones that they're going to show something like that.
Now, just to add one more thing, they've always been vehement denying it because it wouldn't work with the story. So do you think this could bleed into the story? Are they going to, you know, kind of Resident Evil 5 it and say, yeah, you can play this through the story? Or is it just going to be challenge-wise, something like that?
I would not see it in the story itself. That wouldn't work too well for me because I know that you're not going to have Catwoman there 100% of the time. So it's going to be really strange if they do put it in the story to have those two people together when neither of them are going to be together at the same time for the whole game. But I would definitely see it in challenge mode if they had it.
All right, well, I'm definitely excited to see some more about that, but switching gears, this is an interesting one. I definitely want to talk about this because I doubt you'll see anything about this game at E3, but we talked about it during the first podcast, and the Duke Nukem Forever demo, it's hit. only for the people who pre-ordered the game or bought the Borderlands Game of the Year edition. I've got a chance to play it. Chris, I know
yes,
you
I
have.
Yes, I did, unfortunately.
Oh, well, I guess that foreshadows what Chris thinks about it. What's your first opinion of that the first time through?
Well, what I thought of it is that it was extremely short. I was kind of disappointed that you could only have two weapons, considering the original, well, not the original, but Duke Nukem 3D, you could carry as many weapons as you wanted, so that was kind of a downside to it.
I think the weapon thing, that's a strange design choice, but what really got me was there was no chance to use the weapons. The thing is 10 minutes
yeah.
long, and there's about 10 enemies in the demo.
Yeah, I know. It was really terrible.
I honestly, as someone who's not a Kool-Aid drinker like our boy Jay on the forums, hey Jay, I don't know if I had a glowing opinion of this game. You know, part of me wanted to play it. Another part probably thought it was going
to
be terrible.
Yeah, I really wanted to enjoy it.
Exactly. Me and you on the fringe of Duke fandom, we want to like the game, but that is not a good first impression for me.
Yeah. Can I interject an ask question real quick?
An ask question. Ask away, my friend.
Is this demo that they've been holding off for so long, is it the same thing that you've seen for nearly 12 years now of him looking on the whiteboard and then kicking the eyeball into the field goal and all that.
That's not 12 years, but that was the PAX demo. And Jay, our resident Duke expert, always told us that it was not going to be that demo that we received, and it clearly was. The only difference is it lasts about 3 minutes longer, which I guess going by demo time is a precious amount, but it's really, I mean, the thing was really unpolished, really boring.
Terrible frame rate.
Did you have terrible frame rate? Did you have any loading issues, Chris? I know Travis made a video of a 40-plus second load time.
Yeah, terrible, especially since it's loading from the hard drive and not from the disk.
Yeah, seriously. And Jay will say, well, it's the 360 port, the PC version. Well, which is fine, but even, you know, I just prefer it. You know, even if I had a PC that could run half these games, I don't. But even if I did, I'd rather play games on my 360 just for the social aspect. And, I mean, a game this old, I can understand that this is like Crysis 2 or something that's, you know, cutting edge, that they really had to work into consoles. This game's hideous. there's a couple of Half-Life 2 feeling sections in it, and it feels and looks like Half-Life 2. It is antiquated. And, oh, the animation's terrible. It's just a very unattractive game.
So do you think that Gearbox really did nothing to the game? From what you could see?
I don't think Gearbox did nothing, but they didn't do a lot. I mean, there's no optimization there, and I don't care who's porting the game, you know, what excuse Jay has or the Duke fans have. It's pretty much inexcusable, in my opinion.
Well, I gotta say, damn, Gearbox, get it together.
I agree, and I know last time I touched on the fact that maybe this late release had something to do with the quality of the game, and, you know, and after playing the game, I personally believe that, because I don't feel like they want people to play this, and this is supposed to be the people that want to play the game, and they're coming away with a bad impression. What if we were to give this to somebody like Bailey, who's like, well, maybe I'll buy it if it's good. You've lost a sale right there. This game needs sales. I'm going to err on the side of caution and say the demo is not going to represent the full game. But I guess I should say the game is okay. You know, it's fun. It's just a shooting game. It's fun. But if those technical problems persist throughout the entire campaign, it's almost unplayable. I mean, do you agree with me, Chris?
100%.
Well, it seems that you guys weren't too fond of the Duke Nukem Forever demo. How do you guys feel about the newly announced Metal Gear Solid and Zone of the Ender HD collections?
I was surprised to hear this announcement. I really honestly, when I read it, was waiting to see PS3 only. I think it's pretty cool. I'd probably buy those. Zone of the Ender's collection, I don't know about that. Those are fun games, but but Metal Gear Solid... I bought those games so many times already.
It's the biggest part of, well, for me, the biggest part of the Metal Gear Solid collection is that they're including Peace Walker, which I am really excited about because I cannot play long games like that on a handheld.
No, I agree. Originally they called Metal Gear Solid Peace Walker Metal Gear Solid 5, but changed it because they thought people would get mad, and I would have because... I tried to play Portable Ops on my PSP laying in bed. It hurt my neck so bad that I quit after like an hour.
Yeah, I tried to play Peace Walker, and the controls are just so awkward. I couldn't do it.
Yeah, I do want to experience the game, though. Now, I know Peace Walker had co-op, did it not? Will we be able to have this co-op over Xbox Live?
Oh, that's a good...
Because these are confirmed for PS3 and Xbox 360.
That's a good point. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, these are both 360 titles.
Really? All Metal Gear Solids, or just Peace Walker?
It's not all Metal Gear Solids. For some reason, it's not Metal Gear Solid 1.
Is it like Substance and Subsistence as well, or is it just Metal Gear Solid 2 and Metal Gear Solid 3?
The picture I saw just said, you know, Sons of Liberty and Snake Eater.
Right.
So, but wow.
But
they need to include, especially Metal Gear Solid 3, where they added the better camera.
Both on the Xbox, weren't they?
No. Substance for Metal Gear Solid 2 was an Xbox game, but Subsistence was PS2 only.
I see.
And, you know, also, if you play on 360 or PS3, you get trophies and achievements now, right?
Wow.
Shout out to the Hounds.
Honestly, I'd like to say, not owning Metal Gear 2 or 3, I would love to see them on the Xbox. I think that'd be a great deal.
Okay, but Chris, you haven't played a Metal Gear Solid game.
No, I have not, sir.
So, since they're not putting Metal Gear Solid 1 on there, as someone who hadn't played any of them, does that affect your purchase? Do you feel like you're getting half the experience because you don't get the first chapter, which is a pretty big one, to be honest?
Well, I could probably just, if I really wanted to, I could probably just emulate the first one and then buy the second and third one and play those.
I don't know. I think it's a great idea, but they're leaving out a lot of stuff. I mean, Portable Ops, I don't know how important that game was, but, you know, one's extremely important. And I can understand not putting, like, Metal Gear Solid 4 on there or something, but I don't know. I feel like... They left a bit out. Zone of the Enders collection, that's a bit out of left field. Does anybody care about that? I might be the only one who's played those
never
games.
Played it.
I've never touched the games before.
I'll go on the record saying, Bill, you'd love them. They're very anime-ish. Giant robots, wide-eyed kids right up your alley.
Well, another feature for the PS3 users only is the transfer ring that they're introducing. What it is that you can your save files can go from your PSP to your PS3 and vice versa, which is not really a new thing.
Exactly, because I believe you did it for Final Fantasy VII. Yeah. I love how they're touting that as each year. That's neat, but...
Whatever.
In unrelated news, here's another story that's cropped up right before E3.
On the EA store, apparently, some leaked box art came out for Mass Effect 3. Obviously placeholder, but an interesting thing that showed up on it was the Better with Kinect sensor little ribbon on the Microsoft package. So, the question is, number one, do you think it will have some sort of Kinect functionality? And number two, do you care or are you mad about it? Bailey?
Number one, I think that I don't really know how they would implement it, really. I can see them, like, you can create your character to look like you using the Kinect, something like that.
Oh, boy. That'll create some abortions.
But I can't really think of an other practical use for it. Or maybe, like, some Renegade Paragon actions we use. I don't know.
Maybe, you know, I mean, I don't know how sophisticated it'd be. Maybe a punch or something in a cutscene and interrupt. That'd be neat. But if you remember, in the bottom corners is where those Renegade and Paragon interrupts came from. I mean, as if it's something as simple as waving your hand down there, that's just kind of useless. But people would talk about stuff. I mean, maybe, I hate to say this, but like a romance option or, you know, some kind of interactivity. I don't know. That sounds kind of weird. But I'm just telling what the internet says. It's a strange place.
But does it bother me? No. But if they try to make it as in there's exclusives, if you have one, I guess that would kind of bother me. But if it's that you can make your character looking like you, I don't really care.
Andrew?
Well, I mean, the one problem I have is that with Kinect, a lot of the times you have to stand up and you have to be a bit back from your TV to play, to have the Kinect play right. And so I never saw Mass Effect as being that kind of game. It was always just that sort of, you know, getting that gamer mindset where you're sitting there in front of the TV as close as you can with that controller, just, you know, flipping your fingers all around it, doing everything you got to do. And I just never saw it being a very active game. And so I couldn't see how it really worked very well. But I mean, do I care? Not really. As long as it doesn't interfere with the, you know, regular gameplay, you know, just with the controller, then I'll be fine with it.
I've always felt that Mass Effect it's a game you should just be playing with a controller. I don't see how they could implement Kinect into Mass Effect 3. But do I really care if they implement that into Mass Effect 3? No, not really.
Yeah, looking at this as a game that I'm really excited for, it kind of caught me out of left field. Of all the games I'd expect to have some kind of Kinect functionality, that was bottom of the list.
Yeah, really.
I don't know. I'm kind of, I wouldn't care. I mean, I have a Kinect. All right, that covers most of the big news. Not too much this week, but they're gearing up for E3, definitely. There's some smaller tidbits. I'm going to get to them, but I think we're going to do a little something different. We'll do a little rapid fire segment. Just get all these out of the way, okay? So let's do it. It's rapid fire time. All right, guys, kick off the rapid fire. We got Call of Duty Elite. It's the paid subscription service that's been hinted at for a long time. They're going to beta test it with Blops. It's going to ship with Modern Warfare 3. Does anybody care? What do you think, Chris?
I don't really care.
Nope.
Don't care either.
I'm going to agree with the nose all around. I don't care either. I don't know how they're going to make people buy this. It sounds just like what Bungie does for free with Halo. Next. Next up, Serious Sam 3. They revealed a trailer for this game. It's the kind of Duke Nukem clone that came out in the 90s. It's getting a new game as well. Does this tickle anyone's fancy? Bailey?
Again, don't care.
Yeah, I don't really care either.
Never played a Serious Sam game before, and I don't plan on playing one now.
Once again, guys, stunning input from our roundtable here, but I have to agree, I never liked those games as a kid, so next! Speaking of trailers, Tomb Raider, the new reboot, it received its first trailer just a week ago. What does anybody think about that? Andrew, talk to me.
I like the idea of a grittier reboot for the Tomb Raider series.
It seems to have a lot of hype, but again, not really interested.
I played the games as a kid, but I don't think I'm really interested in this.
Kind of with Chris on this one. Played the games as a kid. I wasn't a huge fan of them. Played some of the newer Xbox ones. They were okay. Maybe this will be all right. I don't really care one way or the other. Next! All right, moving on to something a little more substantial. We're really close to E3. The rumor mill's heating up. The Project Cafe controller. A lot of details have been leaked, supposedly, of course. A 6-inch screen. It's got tablet-like controls. Second half of 2012 for this thing. What do y'all think about that? Bailey?
I hope the tablet is a peripheral, but I trust Nintendo.
I'm excited for the console, but not really excited for the controller.
I don't know. I'm not really interested in much of anything on it yet. I think they've got to bring something that wows me.
Kind of with Bailey here, I really wish they'd cut the gimmicks this time around and just give me a controller to put on my hands. That would make this so much better. Next! Sticking with Project Cafe rumors for a second. Games, they're heavily rumored. Here's a few I've heard. Super Mario World 3, a new Zelda, a new Smash Brothers, and a ton of third-party ones. How's this make you feel, Andrew?
I like the idea of new Mario and Zelda games, but any kind of third-party, I can already play it on other systems.
I'm actually opposed to Andrew on this one. I'm looking forward to the third-party games.
I agree with Chris. I'm excited for the third-party games, too, and I'm also excited for the classic franchises.
Yeah, I'm kind of a Bailey and Chris on this. I love the classic franchises, but it'd be nice to play some third-party games on a Nintendo console for once. Moving on! Alright, moving away from Nintendo, Sony's back in the news. The PSN is finally back up. Their Welcome Back program, it's gone live. You get 2 free PS3 games, 2 free PSP games, a theme, 30 days of PSN Plus. Does this matter to anyone?
Waited 2 hours for my downloads, and it was not really worth it.
The PlayStation Network being down didn't affect me at all, but I'll take the grab bag.
I watched Bailey try to get hers. It took her forever. The PSN's still in awful shape, even if it's back up. I don't care at all. Next. Hopping over to Microsoft, a little pre-E3 rumor for them as well. Domains for a new Fable, Dance Central, and Kinect Sports game came up. Does this matter to anybody? Andrew?
Too early of a rumor. I wouldn't listen to it.
Out of the three, I only care about a new Fable.
I agree with Bailey. I don't have a Kinect, but I'd love to see a new Fable.
I'm not really interested in any of them because I'm pretty sure the next Fable you're going to see is a Fable Kinect game. Don't care at all. Next. All right, stick with Microsoft for another second. Witcher 2, a game that was previously PC only, is coming to the Xbox 360 this fall. Does this interest anyone?
Not really interested.
I've been hearing a bit of hype for it, and I'd like to see what they have to offer.
Never played Witcher, so I'm not really interested.
I kind of heard it was like Dragon Age 2, and that game could have been better, so I'll probably check it out. Next. Throwing it back to Sony, Shadow of the Colossus and Ico. They're both getting the HD remix treatment. Does anybody care?
Might be cool.
Really excited for this, but I hope they bundle it together rather than separately.
Yeah, I'd say the price is what's going to get me for it.
Played Ico way back when. I really didn't like that game at all. Shadow of the Colossus kind of looked like it was boring to me. This doesn't interest me at all. Next. All right, throwing it back to Konami. Contra, it's getting a reboot. Does anybody care about this franchise anymore? Andrew?
I'd like to see them switch away from a side-scroller for this one.
I'm not really interested.
I disagree with Andrew and hope they keep it a side-scroller.
I agree with Bailey, it should stay a side-scroller, but for the love of God, put it on a console because Contra 4 was ridiculously hard. Next! Alright guys, we're winding down here. E3, it is tomorrow afternoon. What do you think is going to steal the show? Talk to me, Chris.
Well, I'm pretty sure Project Cafe is going to steal the show, but I'm looking forward to Microsoft or Sony surprises.
Okay. I think Project Cafe is going to be the big winner.
Yep, Project Cafe, hands down.
Well, if half of the rumors about Cafe are true, it'll definitely steal the show. But I'm definitely looking forward to some surprises as well.
Yeah, definitely.
And finally, we talked about what y'all think would steal the show. Now I want to hear, what personally do you want to see?
Nintendo We Trust. I want to see a Skyward Sword release date. I want 3DS games, and I want to see some Project Cafe action.
Well, I definitely want to see a lot of information about Skyrim, and I want to see a lot of information about Mass Effect 3.
Arkham City Co-op.
I'm going to come out of left field there and say I want to see all of the above, and that will do it for the rapid fire.
Really? That was really cheesy.
All right, guys, that wraps it up for us tonight. This is a short one, just like I said. We're definitely going to gear up for next week. I want to record the podcast Thursday night, and I want to have it up on Friday. Not sure, but we'll try to get that done. Other than that, hope everybody enjoys E3. Hope they see some stuff they want to see. We'll see you next time.
See ya.
See ya, guys.
Moving on, the PSN is finally back. The PSN store is finally back. The Welcome Back program is now live. You get 2-3.
He did the exact same thing.
Shut up. I'm just going to start like Bill said. Ready? You get 2-3.
Oh, my God.